Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter are extraordinary exhibits. Anita and I had an opportunity to recently visit them, and we are very pleased to have on Faith and Freedom the founder and president of Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Ken.
Hi, it's great to be with you again.
Ken, your ministry, Answers in Genesis, and of course the magazine, Answers Magazine, are absolutely unparalleled. And after we got a chance to see the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, and I want to talk a little bit toward the middle or end of the program about the Ark Encounter, we were just astounded at the information that you've been able to compile and also the information that you've been able to publish and produce through the ministry Answers in Genesis. Tell us about both of those exhibits, Creation Museum as well as the Ark Encounter.
Well, you know, Matt, one of the theme verses for our ministry, and of course we have many verses of Scripture. In fact, we have the whole Bible, right? One of the theme verses is 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to give an answer or give a defense for the hope that is within us. And that word answer or defense comes from a Greek word, apologia, and that's the word we use to derive the word apologetics. And apologetics, it doesn't mean we apologize. We give a reason defense. That's what it means, a logical reason defense. And one of the things that we have found in the research that we've done as to why two-thirds of young people are leaving the church and very few returning, why so many of the millennials left in our churches are very secular in their thinking, is because there's been a lack of teaching of apologetics in our churches, in our homes, in our Christian colleges, Bible colleges, seminaries, and so on. And, you know, as I travel around the world, one of the things that I have found is it doesn't matter what country you're in this era, when they hear that you're about the Bible and Christianity, people ask the same questions and make the same statements. You believe the Bible? Science has disproved the Bible. Where did Cain get his wife? How did the races of people come about? Haven't dinosaurs disproved the Bible? Didn't they live millions of years ago? How could Noah fit all the animals on the ark? He couldn't fit them on the ark. What about carbon dating? And where's the evidence for the flood? And, well, carbon dating, doesn't that disprove the Bible? And so it goes on. And one of the things that we have found is that generations of kids are getting those questions, those statements from the public education system, and instead of at Sunday school and church and home giving them answers to defend their faith and helping them be able to answer those questions and to be able to show that the Bible is trustworthy 100% in its history, a lot of times a lot of what parents and church leaders have done is said, well, you can believe in evolution years, well, Genesis doesn't matter, as long as you trust in Jesus. But you see, they start to realize, if the first part of the Bible is not true, how can the rest be true? And so, at Answers in Genesis, I believe God raised up this ministry to produce all sorts of apologetics resources, books, DVDs, curricula, for the church, for homes, for people to be able to raise up generations to defend their faith. And then, another way in which I believe that the Lord has called us to do this, is through Christian-themed attractions. And there are many people that thought it couldn't be done. We wanted to build Christian-themed attractions, the quality or better than Hollywood, you know, than Disney and Universal Studios, but they would be world-class attractions that people would come from all over the world to, but they would answer those skeptical questions and help people understand the Bible's history is true and then present the gospel based on that history. And so, in 2007, we opened the Creation Museum, which is a walk through the Bible, using animatronic dinosaurs, animatronic people, life-size exhibits. We walk people through the history from Genesis to Revelation. We call it the seven C's of history: creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ, cross, consummation. We answer skeptical questions, and we help make the Bible come alive for generations of kids, then for mums and dads and teens. And it really does. It really connects the Bible to the real world, shows them that we can answer these skeptical questions that people have. And so the Creation Museum has attracted millions of visitors. And then in 2016, we opened the life-size Ark. Now, ARC is a unique structure. It's the biggest timber frame structure in the world, a life-size ARC built out of timber, designed really as a ship, but then built as a building for tourists, and you can walk through the entire structure. It's 1.5 times the length of a football field. It stands from ground level to roof is 7 stories. At the bow end, it's 10 stories high. Built of timber to the specifications in the Bible. And then we have all sorts of exhibits on all three decks answering questions. How could Noah get the animals on the ark? How could Noah build this? How could he look after the animals? And we present the gospel in a very powerful way. It's all to help people understand the Bible's history is true. That's why the gospel based in this history is true. And so we're trying to impact the culture in a really unique way. And really we see our ministry as coming alongside the church and helping the church in an area where much of the church has compromised God's word. Many people in the church, many leaders don't have the answers. They say, we're not scientists, we don't know what to do. And so I believe the Lord raised up the ministry of Answers in Genesis to provide these resources and these two very public, world-class, Christian-themed attractions that actually attract visitors, non-Christian and Christian, from all around the world. And so it's a unique way, a different way, to impact the culture for the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, one of the things you can read about these truths, but when you actually see them, it really has a bigger impact. And the ARC encounter for Anita and I had a huge impact on us in terms of answering the question, how did Noah get all of the animals on the ark? I mean, that's a question I've had. How did all these animals get on the ark? And you answer that very well by looking at, well, there's only, 1,400 and some kinds of animals. So you don't need every single permutation of animal. For example, you don't need every dog. You just need a dog because there are changes within the dog species that can happen, but there is no change from the dog to another kind of animal. And all you need is not fully grown. You wouldn't want fully grown animals because of the life expectancy, reproduction, etc. Space, you want juveniles. So you have the 1,400 kinds that give birth to all the different varieties, 1,400 and some kinds, and they're juveniles. So they're smaller, they take up less space, they are going to be able to survive that arc. And when you do that, you have plenty of room for all of the animals that we see today that could have ultimately fit within the arc.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. I took one of the non-Christian leaders from our community in Northern Kentucky here down to the Ark. And as we walked up to it, I mean, you've been there, so you know when you hop in those shuttle buses and they drive a mile down this valley and then up, and then when you get to the top of the hill and you see the Ark for the first time, many people tell me it's an emotional experience. Some people actually burst into tears when they realize, wow, this actually happened, and they see the size of it. And as I took this non-Christian leader up to the Ark, and he was standing there with me, and he looked at it, and he said, wow, I didn't realize Noah's Ark was so big. And then he looked at me, and he said, maybe he could have fed all the animals on board. And so, you see, that was one of those issues that he heard about. In fact, I first heard that question in 1975, my first year of teaching in the public schools in Australia, and kids said to me, sir, the Bible can't be true. Noah couldn't have fitted all the animals on the Ark. And right back then, I realized how important it was to have answers. And that's why we have these exhibits. And as you said, you know, we explain the difference between what the Bible talks about. God made kinds of animals and plants, and it was two of each kind, seven or some, of land animal that went on board the ark. Whereas our classification system of kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species is a man-made system. And so when the secularists today say Noah couldn't fit all the animals on the ark and mock the ark, they're talking about all the species of land animals. But as you said, Noah wouldn't have taken all the species of dogs. He only needed two of the dog kind or the dog family. We think the kind in the Bible is more at the family level of classification that man has invented. And so when you start to do the calculations, you realize there was plenty of room. And the point is, that's just one of the questions we answer. There are many, many other questions that we answer in the Ark and in the Creation Museum. And as people get those answers, they start to say to themselves, you know, maybe the Bible really is true. You know, maybe this really happened. And for Christians, it really helps affirm their faith in saying, you know, the Bible is true. And of course, if it's God's word, it will make sense of the world, and we will have those answers. And so it helps people on various levels. And we've actually a testimony for many people who become Christians as a result of getting those answers and knowing that they really can trust God's word in its history, and then they trust God's word in its message of salvation, which is the whole reason we do what we do anyway.
Well, our special guest is Ken Ham. He is the founder and president of Answers in Genesis. The website is answersingenesis.org. If you have questions, they have answers. Answersingenesis.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776, lc.org.